Now, just gone 7:52 here on Morning Ireland. Time for our business news this morning with Brian Finn. Good morning, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Good morning. Chambers Ireland, which represents over 8,000 businesses here, is calling on the government to extend the wage subsidy scheme and introduce a commercial rates waiver in next week's July stimulus. Ian Talbot is chief executive of Chambers Ireland. And the wage subsidy extension, you say, Ian, is for vulnerable firms. That's probably quite a few firms at the moment. How do you categorise them? And for how long are you seeking the extension?
Good morning, Brian. Well, it's very hard to know how long we're seeking the extension, to be honest, in that there's so many businesses that will be continue to be vulnerable as we need to put measures in place to restrict them. So I think certain sectors are well and truly open but still suffering from very low footfall. Other sectors, for example, we still don't know yet if the pub industry, for example, is able to open. And there's individual sectors such as, interesting to see this morning, a form of subsidy for the bus sector. So we have to look at individual sectors, see how long they're going to be impacted, and work with them, primarily through this wage subsidy scheme, to ensure they can continue to stay in business over the next potentially 12 months.
You're also calling for direct grant aid. Now, the government unveiled plans for its credit guarantee scheme yesterday with low-cost loans. Is that likely to be where the firms are directed?
Well, we believe the Restart grant is going to be improved as well. The credit guarantee scheme, while welcome, and certainly will help the banking industry to provide more loans, it's only a part of the picture. I think for most companies, the type of exposures they're looking at now, which are around working capital, costs to reopen their business, bad debts that they're experiencing from pre-COVID, for example, that haven't been paid. It's not the sort of thing you typically look to borrow for, and this is where we're looking for grant aid to help companies through those issues.
And to what extent would you be seeking an extension of the grants?
Oh, very much seeking an extension of the grants. We need to see the grants being expanded to bigger amounts for a broader reach of companies. Also, a big issue seems to be that companies seem to conclude too easily that they're not eligible for the grant. Most companies are, so we'd urge companies to ensure that they check whether they're eligible or not and get their applications in. But this Restart grant, companies are going to keep restarting for the next 6 to 12 months. And we still don't know how this virus is going to be reacting as we open up from lockdown, as we effectively get out of an economic mini ice age. So we believe this is going to need to be in place for quite some time yet.
Businesses here are considered to have fairly low debt because they paid back a lot of it since the last downturn. Isn't it fair to ask them to take on a bit more debt this time, given that the banks are being asked to have skin in the game in the credit guarantee scheme and the taxpayer is too?
Well, I think our businesses are being very, very resilient. And certainly we've gone into this crisis, fortunately, in a much better state than we were in 2008, 9, 10, that period. But the issues that are arising now, particularly around the amount of time that businesses have had to lock down, the fixed overheads they haven't been able to cut, and in particular a growing bad debt issue is of concern for us, and that's why we're looking for the support. And the bad debt issue is a very circular thing. If one company can't pay its debt to another, that knocks on to the next company and so on. So that's quite a big thing. If we can start that cycle of debt repayment, that would be very positive.
Ian Talbot, Chief Executive of Chambers Ireland. Thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30. Gavin.